One thing I can assure you this month, there'll be no tunes with rain or water in the title. So, if you're expecting Storm at Sea, played by Reginald Dixon, forget it. I'm Alan Ashton, and you're in tune to Organ First Radio. What I do have are tracks from John Mann's latest CD and a request for something from a rare Klaus Wunderlich recording. Anyway, the nearest we're going to get to any expanse of water is with a visit up to Blackpool and the opener to the show, Horace Finch at the Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer, that was, and he suggests that we all musically get going. Horace Finch playing Get Going, and that was taken from historical BBC broadcasts that go together to make up the CD titled Empress Days, which is presented in the form of a typical broadcast from those days when the BBC OB unit visited the famous Empress Ballroom in Blackpool. Copies and full details are available from our own web pages. I had a request from listener Maurice Unsworth to ask if I'd include something from the very rare Klaus Wunderlich recording titled Hits aus Lies. Here then are three tunes linked together in the German maestro's inimitable fashion. Die Glotze, Hold On Tight and Ole España. Thank you. Three tunes there played by Klaus Wunderlich. Die Glotze, which I understand translates to The Telly, Hold On Tight, and Alea Spagna. All played there, of course, in a style and a sound that has many imitators, but there'll only ever be the one Klaus Wunderlich, the King of Hammond, or any electronic organ for that matter. I was very sorry to learn of the passing of Manchester organist Jeff Barker on December the 31st last year. When I lived in the Manchester area, he was often a visitor to our home, and if there was one person who knew all the organ world stories, it was certainly he. In the mid-60s, he went over to the United States to play a season on a Wurlitzer organ installed in the Surf City Hotel in New Jersey. He loved the organ scene there so much that he became a United States citizen. He became a popular entertainer on the concert circuit and was renowned for his favoured choice of music that had almost passed into obscurity. He held the position of house organist for a string of small movie theatres and was responsible for the maintenance of many of them. One of the cinemas was the Galaxy Theatre in Guttenberg in New Jersey, which until it closed had a 3-manual 12-rank Kimball, and in the two recordings you're about to hear, the first is from a tape he sent me of the very first time he recorded that instrument. That'll be followed by another of his many private tapes, and that's going to be on the larger Kimball organ in the Colonial Theatre, Phoenixville. Sadly, another theatre that has closed. The two tunes then are Thank You for Loving Me and Do I Remember? Jeff Barker. Thank you. Thank You for Loving Me and Do I Remember, both played by Jeff Barker on two American Kimball organs. I've lost count of how many recordings Jeff sent me over a great many years, but the one problem was that in most cases he never indicated who the composers were, and so I can't give you any background to either Thank You for Loving Me or Do I Remember. Even so, I hope you enjoyed hearing them, perhaps for the first time. I often get asked if organist Tony Pegler is still on the organ scene. Well, to tell the truth, I don't think he is, or at least not on a regular basis, as far as I know. Be that as it may, he did make a number of very interesting recordings, and this is one which enjoyed popularity due to the Italian chamber orchestra Rondo Veneziano. It's called Symphony to a Farewell. Symphony to a Farewell, played there on the Technics organ by Tony Pegler. I had an inquiry the other week about a track that I'd featured in one of the very early editions of Organ First Radio. It was a track recorded by organist Jimmy Boyce on the huge unenclosed Wurlitzer, which used to be in the Alexandria roller skating rink in Alexandria, Virginia. The tune in question was Remember Me, and the inquirer wanted to know who the composer was. I didn't even have to search the internet for that one, because back in 1981, organist Armsby Bancroft made a recording at the Ossett Town Hall organ and actually chose the tune as the LP title. The composer was Harry Warren, and on this recording by Armsby Bancroft, he links it with the Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein composition, Can I Forget You?
Thank you.
Armsby Bancroft playing Can I Forget You and Remember Me. Two tunes that are linked by way of their titles, which brings me very neatly to the new CD by John Mann called Some Enchanted Evening. Why the connection? Well, I couldn't help but notice that John had also linked two tunes, which in effect tell a short musical story. I'll tell you a little bit more about the CD after we've heard Two Sleepy People and So Tired.
Thank you.
Two Sleepy People and So Tired, played there by John Mann, and that's just one of 19 tracks on his latest CD. Ironically, when I first began to dabble in broadcasting, I used to do a programme on the Hospital Radio Network and actually used the Russ Morgan composition So Tired as a programme signature tune. Anyway, as we all know, the unique-sounding Dutch-built Eminent 2000 organ has been inextricably linked to John Mann for more years than he cared to own up to. But I wonder if you spotted another sound apart from the Technics piano on that recording. Some close friends of his have a lovely three-manual Con 652 organ at their home, and it was that organ that you heard in addition to the Eminent. The programme that John has put together comprises of genuine requests from his fan club members. So, apart from the title track, there's items like Sailing By, Golden Tango, Poupée Valsante, Lonely Ballerina, Love Never Dies, Moonglow, and this next delightful number, which I'm pretty sure is being heard for the very first time on an organ recording. Trevor H. Stanford was better known to us as Russ Conway, and this is the delightful composition of his titled Passing Breeze. Passing Breeze, composed and first recorded back in 1960 by Ross Conway and played there in 2014 by John Mann. A really lovely CD, titled once again is Some Enchanted Evening, and it comes, of course, from one of the most professional and talented organists I've ever known. His one-man shows at Eastbourne and Worthing must surely go down in the record books as far as Seaside Entertainment is concerned, for this year is his 33rd consecutive year entertaining the crowds. Guinness Book of Records? Might well be for a single entertainer. Talking of records in the organ world, up there in Liverpool, Dave Nicholas is now celebrating 22 years playing the Rushworth and Draper concert organ in the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall. It seems the people of Liverpool still enjoy going to see films in a comfortable atmospheric auditorium instead of one of those awful little mini cinema complexes. But Dave, like John Mann, can trace his organ world roots back to early teenage years. And I first got to know Dave when he played at the Metropole Hotel in Blackpool. And when I began to broadcast for the BBC, I was able, from time to time, to stage organ concerts at the Playhouse Theatre in Hume, which at that time was the home of the BBC Theatre organ, the very one that you heard Horace Finch play at the head of today's show. Much to the dismay of most theatre organ lovers, that organ was sold off and parts of it now form a much larger instrument elsewhere in the country. At one of the live concerts I produced, I invited Dave Nicholas to come along, and this is the sound of that sadly missed organ as Dave puts it through its paces with a couple of marches, The Great Little Army and The New Colonial. Thank you. The Great Little Army and The New Colonial, part of a recording made on March the 14th, 38 years ago this very month. Happy days. Although I was never able to get him to come and play that Wurlitzer organ, I did persuade Reginald Porter Brown to come and do a Sunday afternoon concert at the Cavaer Coll organ in Manchester Town Hall. I must dust off those tapes sometime because Reginald Porter Brown was in sparkling form and they didn't nickname him the organist with three hands without true justification. Anyway, here he is to demonstrate that unique talent on a Rogers Electronic Theatre organ with Hello Dolly and Hello Young Lovers. The late Reginald Porter Brown and Hello Dolly and Hello Young Lovers. Amazing playing when you consider that for the best part of his life he was a registered blind person. And I know when he appeared a couple of times at a cinema where I worked, I had to ensure that one of the projectionists was always on hand to take him down all the dark and understage corridor areas to arrive safely at the organ console. A really great organist, but terribly shy in company and rarely, if ever, used a microphone to talk to the audience. Well, someone who's no qualms about conversing with an audience is the legendary Hector Oliveira. He's about to put us all in an upbeat frame of mind with this exciting version of Brazil played on the Roland Atelier AT90R. A real tour de force there with the fantastic artistry of Hector Oliveira and Brazil. Earlier, when I was talking about Jeff Barker, I mentioned that the first organ engagement he had when he went to the United States was at the Surf City Hotel, where there was a 16-rank Wurlitzer in the bar and restaurant area. The only organist to record it was the long-time resident there, Leroy Lewis. And so, here he is at that installation, in a track taken from his very first recording called Organ Magic. I'll apologise in advance by saying the LP has seen better days, but I hope it won't spoil your listening pleasure in this version of The Witch Doctor. Leroy Lewis at the Wurlitzer organ, and a tune from the 50s called The Witch Doctor, which I seem to recall as being something of a hit for Don Lang and his Frantic Five. Whatever happened to them? Well, no doubt psyching himself up for yet another season at the Thursford Collection will be Robert Wolfe. Of course, when he's not playing the Wurlitzer, he's on tour, and so taking us out of the show this month, playing the Lowry Majesty model, a couple of nice tunes, namely The Clouds Will Soon Roll By and I'll String Along With You. Here's Robert.
Thank you.
clouds will soon roll by, and I'll string along with you. So there we are, the end of another 60 minutes of the brightest and best organ music, featuring artists and instruments that you very rarely hear elsewhere. Or so I'm reading of late. If that be the case, then I hope you'll join me again here every month for Organ First Radio. And why not also have a look at my series of organ celebrities on YouTube. Last month, I added one which features the music of famous jazz organist Alan Haven, and apart from him, there are 40 others that I'm sure you'll enjoy looking at. Links and details are on the Organ First Radio programme pages. So, until the next time, this is Alan Ashton saying, as always, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.